listening to MKB Independent Radio.
Well, I'm Kate Mina Falcha, and you're all very welcome here to my radio show. Jim Corbett here, broadcasting from Newtown Studios in Bundoran, County Donegal, in the northwest of Ireland, along the Wild Atlantic Way for MKB Independent Radio, every Saturday between 10 p.m. and midnight, and also syndicated to irishradio.org every Saturday between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. and also syndicated to Global Irish Radio every Tuesday between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. and every Thursday between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. Irish time. I hope you'll stay tuned with me now for the next couple of hours, and I'll be featuring some good country and Irish music performed by Irish artists here at home and other artists from abroad with an Irish connection, as well as some good folk, contemporary and traditional music thrown in for good measure. Hope you're ready. The musical journey starts here.
My feet have come alive. I'd love to go out dancing to a good old country jive. I'll grab me shirt, put on me jeans, and head off in a hurry. I'm going to the dance hall, to the dancing tub of curry. Now me name is Jimmy Joe, and I come from Old Mayo. I work all day and rest from dusk till dawn. On my little farm of land, I'm without a helping hand. It's my home, and that's where I belong. Ah, my father, he's my idol, my mother, my best friend. We live there in our little country home. The cast iron poker and the griddle, sure they hung beside the fire. There was no electric light or telephone. The weekend's here, it's Friday night. My feet have come alive. I love to go out dancing to a good old country jive. I'll grab me shirt, put on me jeans, and head off in a hurry. I'm going to the dance hall, to the dancing tub of curry. A wife, and we'll start a brand new life. I'd show her lots of love and treat her well. She could work down on the farm, it wouldn't do her any harm. Sure, the perfume, it would cover up the smell. Ah, the weekend's here, it's Friday night. My feet have come alive. I'd love to go out dancing to a good old country jive. I'll grab me shirt, put on me jeans, and head off in a hurry. I'm going to the dance hall, to the dancing tub of curry. Ah, the weekend's here, it's Friday night. My feet have come alive. I'd love to go out dancing to a good old country jive. I'll grab me shirt, put on me jeans, and head off in a hurry. I'm going to the dance hall, to the dancing tub of curry. I'm going to the dance hall, to the dancing tub of curry.
Well, it's Kate Mina Falcha, and you're all very welcome back here to the Jim Corbett Show, broadcasting on MKB Independent Radio, in conjunction with Global Irish Radio and irishradio.org. And we're recording here from Newtown Studios in Bundoran in County Donegal along the Wild Atlantic Way on the northwest coast of Ireland. And I hope you stay tuned with me now for the next couple of hours of what will be a mixed bag of good country and Irish music with some folk, traditional and contemporary thrown in for good measure. Getting us off to a lively start there tonight was the latest offering from Sean Cuddy, and it's called The Dance in Tubbercurry. Here we go now with one from a lady by the name of Shannon Petrie, who originally hails from Scotland but moved recently there to Derry. And she's going to sing a song for you called Runaway Train. How about that, folks? That's Runaway Train from Shannon Petrie. And as I told you earlier, she originally hails from Scotland but moved there recently to Derry, where she is now enjoying her career in the country and Irish scene, and I wish her well. Right, I want to say hi to a couple of people tuned in my way tonight, and I want to start off in Ballyshannon tonight in County Donegal and say hi to Patricia Keane down there in the Port, and also Pat Melly down there in Pat's Bar in Bridge End in Ballyshannon. And also Billy Grimes, and hi to Declan Patton as well, and Danny Karen and his family up there in Erindale Heights. And not forgetting Niall Quinn over in Rosnaula. And I'm going to play the next song especially for all of you. It's one from the Rosny family, and that features Kieran Rosny and all his family with a song called Stick Season.
As you promised me, then I was more than all the miles combined. You must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight, left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories or something, even smoking weed does not replace. Now I am terrified of weather, 'cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me the trap it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I didn't know lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that don't have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good in all my bed, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from dead. No, I am no longer funny, cause I miss the way you laugh. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love her mom, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of the summer. Play the victim, I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I didn't know lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that don't have to do, have to do.
Yes, that was the Rosny family that time with the song called Stick Season, just being released. And I hope it does well for them. Right, some more dedications. And I want to say hi to Paula Duffy over there in Ballyshannon, and also Philip Loughlin and his partner Jenny in Rathmore. And hi to Garth Leslie over in Rosnaula, and Marion White also in Ballyshannon. And not forgetting my good mate, that's Andy Cox over in Pettigo in County Donegal. And the song that I've chosen for all of you is one from Bernie Heaney this time, and a song called This World Is Not My Home.
Hold on, you know
listening to Jim Corbett here on MKB Independent Radio, playing all kinds of Irish music from artists all over the globe with an Irish connection. Stay tuned, because I'm sure there's something here that you'll be able to connect with. The one and only Mike Denver that time with a song called The Neutron Dance. Very lively and good number it is indeed. Right, I want to say hi to some of my regular Bundoran listeners out there tonight. That's Cindy and Edel O'Byrne and Josephine Lachlan and Kathleen Walsh and her family, and also Paul and Rushing Kelly and Jimmy and Deborah Flanagan and John and Jackie Keenahan, Paddy Conlon and his wife Bernie and Anne Barrett and all the Barretts here in Bundoran. And the song that I've chosen for all of you is one this time from a lady by the name of Karen McGillian, and a song simply entitled I'm All Right.
Well, it's been a long time glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place.
can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light, and it looks like you're doing alright, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight, but I guess I'm doing alright. Time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Or send me a letter, or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me, and say hello to the family, yeah. Tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing alright. I said I miss them, but I'm doing alright.
Yes, there was a singer there by the name of Cara McGillion with the old Joe D. Messina song called I'm All Right, and she does a fine job of it indeed. Right, more dedications. I want to say hi to Betty and Kathleen McGowan up there in the Rock in Bundoran, and also John and Morris Studdard here in Church Road, and John and Mary Mulroney over in West End, and Val and Eileen Trainer here on Newtown Road in Bundoran, and also Denise Connolly and all the Connollys here in Newtown, and also Seamus and Mary Gilbride, and not forgetting Sister Susan Tai as well. And I'm going to play the next track on the playlist for all of you. It's one featuring a guy called Pat Daly, and it's a new release also. It's one called Just Enough to Keep Me Hanging On.
Have me twisted round your finger. It seems that's where I belong. You know how to hold me, to thrill me and control me, just enough to keep me hanging on. Just enough to keep me hanging on. My heart is like a yo-yo on a string. I'm tied to you, right or wrong. My love keeps a growing, while your love is showing, just enough to keep me hanging on. Ooh, just enough to keep me hanging on. A love as strong as mine will make do most anything, like hiding tears and heartaches and dreaming silly dreams. You've got me where you want me, you keep stringing me along, just enough to keep me hanging on. Ooh, just enough to keep me hanging on. Like hiding tears and heartaches and dreaming silly dreams. You've got me where you want me, you keep stringing me along, just enough to keep me hanging on. Just enough to keep me hanging on. Just enough to keep me hanging on.
There you heard it, folks. That was Pat Daly and a song called Just Enough to Keep Me Hanging On. Grand song indeed. Right, I'm going to County Leitrim for my next couple of dedications, and starting off there in Kinloch. And hi to Maureen Folan and her family, and also John Canavan. And a hi to Daniel McCulloch and also the Warnock family. And hi to Enda McGlone and his family, and Richard and Bridget Nevin, formerly of Kinloch, now living somewhere in the Canary Islands. And also to Paul Kotyinski, who listens in from week to week. And last but not least, Jerry McGurn and his family as well. And the track I've chosen for all of you is one from a group called Acoustic Bloom and their latest offering, one called She.
Silently she dressed as dawn was breaking, her dark grey silhouette fell on the wall. She whispered soft goodbye when she was leaving, then turned away as tears began to fall. She moved across the floor, through the open door. My heart was bleeding, begging her to stay. But my head was saying no, you have to let her go. And fool I am, I let her slip away. Strands of auburn hair upon her pillow, the sweet scent of her breath still in the air, and echoes of her laughter in the evening, the sad reminders linger everywhere. I see her in the night, a shadow in the light. My heart still bleeding, begging her to stay. But my head still saying no, you have to let her go. And fool I am, I let her slip away. begging her to stay. But my head was saying no, you have to let her go. And fool I am, I let her slip away. Fool I am, I let her slip away.
You're listening to Jim Corbett here, broadcasting on MKB Independent Radio from Newtown Studios along the Wild Atlantic Way in Bundoran in the county of Donegal. Why don't you hang in with me there for a while? There might be some music that you quite enjoy. Remember, I'm here every Saturday night between 10 p.m. and midnight, so why not come back and pay a visit?
In a cottage on the hill, my mother prayed a blessing on me there. She was talking there to Jesus while everything was still. Then I heard my mother call my name in prayer. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. She was pouring out Jesus there. Then I gave my heart to him, and he saved my soul from sin. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. She was anxious for her boy to be just what he ought to be, and she asked the Lord to take him in his care. Just the words I can't remember, but I know she prayed for me, and I heard my mother call my name in prayer. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. She was pouring out her heart to Jesus there. Soul from sin. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. Then I gave my heart to Jesus. Now I'm living just for him. And someday I'll go to meet him in the air. For he heard my mother praying, and he saved my soul from sin. Yes, he heard my mother call my name in prayer. Yes, he heard my mother call my name in prayer. She was pouring out her heart to Jesus there. Then I gave my heart to him, and he saved my soul from sin. Yes, I heard my mother call my name. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer.
Yes, that was a song that time from Mick Flavin, One Called I Heard My Mama Call My Name in a Prayer. Grand song it is indeed. Right, more dedications, and I want to say hi to some people over in Tullahan in County Leitrim. That's Pauline and Marie McGovern and all the extended family, and also to Paul and Tricia Johnson and daughter Chloe. And hi to the Maguire family and also all the McGlones in Tullahan as well. And up in Manor Hamilton in County Leitrim, hi to Phelim Gurn and his family and Martin and Marie McGowan and the kids as well. And the song I've chosen for all of you this time is one from Nathan Carter and Nothing But the Taillights.
Blue Kentucky Highway, headed for the line. She hadn't said a word all night, but the wheels were turning in her mind. No, I was riding shotgun, and I knew things had gone walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. That's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with the left and the right, showing me nothing but the taillights. That's about as lonely as the highway's ever been. I'll back you with my thumb out in the wind. Was it something that I did to her? All the things I never said. I wonder if the way we were was only in my head. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up, I'm gonna hit every parking spot around till I find that pickup truck. I'm walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. That's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with the left and the right, showing me nothing but the taillights. That's about as lonely as the highway's ever been. I'll back you with my thumb out in the wind. Well, I bet right now she's laughing at how she brought me to my knees. But she won't be laughing half as loud when she gives me back my keys. She'll be walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. That's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with the left and the right, showing me nothing but the taillights. I know that's about as lonely as the highway's ever been. I'll back you with my thumb out in the wind.
Unmistakable voice there of Nathan Carter, all the way from Liverpool, and of course has based his career in Ireland and has made a great success. There was a song there called Nothing But the Taillights, and that's a recent recording of one of his recent albums. Right, I want to say hi to some people over there in Sligo. Hi to Marie Cullen, and also Pat and Kathleen McGowan and all the family, and Pranny and Margaret Rattigan and their families, and Catherine over there in Zurich as well. And not forgetting Daniel Wibbs as well. And down in Waterford, good wishes go to the Foley family, especially John over there in Chicago. And hi to Jim Ed Houston and partner Jules. And the song I've chosen for all of you is one from Sabrina Fallon and Shane Moore, and If Teardrops Were Pennies.
An acre of diamonds I'd offer to you, a solid gold mansion, an airplane or two.
This whole world would be yours to have and to hold if teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold.
If teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold, I'd have all the riches my pockets would hold.
I'd feel so wealthy with treasures untold if teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold.
Grown cold if teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold.
If teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold, I'd have all the riches my pockets would hold. I'd be all so wealthy with treasures untold if teardrops were pennies.
would hold. I'd feel so wealthy with treasures untold if teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold.
Teardrops for Pennies, that was Shane Moore and Sabrina Fallon. Grand song indeed. Right, more dedications. I want to say hi to the Davitts down there in Wexford. That's Kelly, Cathy and Seamus. And over in Galway, good wishes go to Eileen Morris in Belclare outside of Headford and Joe O'Hara and family down there in Athenry, as well as the O'Halorans in Galway City and the Mannions in Clifton as well. And hi down in Clare to Margaret Mead and all the, over there in Limerick, good wishes go to Martin Purcell as well. And the song I've chosen for you is one from Seamus Moore this time, and a funny one called The Publican's Wife.
As I walked into a pub one night, some whiskey for to buy, as I staggered to the public bar, no one could I spy. Well, I was disappointed and some angry words I said when I heard the sound of a right above me head. Yes, I heard the sound of a right above me head. Well, I was quick and I was slick and up them stairs I went, and I was so surprised to find the governor's wife in bed. She was with another man of quite enormous size, and they were having out right before me eyes. Yes, they were having out right before me eyes. But when the fun it was over and done, the lady lifted her head, and she was so surprised to find me standing by the bed. She said, if you're discreet, young man, and you would be so kind, you two could have some of them whenever you feel inclined. You two could have some of them whenever you feel inclined. Now many is the night and many is the day that the governor wasn't home, for to buy some whiskey to the public house I would go. But not a drop would she give to me, but she gave to me instead, aye, a little bit more of doubt, and then sent me home to bed. Aye, a little bit more of doubt, and sent me home to bed. Come all ye married men, take heed when you're going out on the town. If ever you leave your wife at home, be sure and tie her down, and don't take any chances and tie her down to the floor, and give her enough of doubt till she don't want any more, and give her enough of doubt till she don't want any more. The rotten king.
From Newtown Studios in Bundoran, County Donegal, you're listening to the Jim Corbett Radio Show, streaming live on Global Irish Radio. Download the app or visit us online at globalirishradio.com.
Tell me what I have to do. Tell me where I have to go. Girl I used to know, I just want my baby back. When you're here, I'm not sure where you're at. You seem so far away, so cold, just like someone I don't know. Hold me like you did before, back.
sure miss the way we talked just before we'd fall asleep. With you lying in my arms, the way you open up to me, I just want my baby back. When you're here, I'm not sure where you're at. You seem so far away, so cold, just like someone I don't know. Hold me like you did before, when you used to meet me at the door, and I'd see you smile at me like that. I just want my baby back, and I'd see you smile at me like that. I just want my baby back.
Great song indeed there from Sean Lochry, one called I Just Want My Baby Back. Hi to the Smith family down there in Knock in Mayo, and William over there in Portugal, and also Teresa Norby and her family down in Ballina in County Mayo. Now moving up here to Donegal Town, hi to Una and Ian McKenna, and Maura and Enda McCallig and all the kids, and James and Bernie Canny, and not forgetting Roisin Harkin and family, and Cherie Breslin and family over in Carrick in County Donegal, and also Mum and Dad, that's Brendan and Mary over in Coventry in the West Midlands in England. And hi to Kathleen McCabe and husband Bernard in Kittybengs, and Arlene Anvey and family in Dunkaneady in County Donegal. And I've got a lovely song lined up for you next. It's one from a guy called Tom Lafferty, and You Seldom Come and See Me Anymore.
What's your hurry? Can't you stay? I'm past an hour away. I will sit and dream a while by candlelight. For when the long day's over, that's the time I fear the most. When I hear your footsteps fade into the night. You're restless, tell me why. There's a teardrop in your eye, and I've seen it there 100 times before. And I know you're going to leave me, and it always breaks my heart. For you seldom come to see me anymore. I will that day when my ship it sailed away to a far off distant land across the sea, where a cruel war was raging, where time was standing still, and blind hatred was the order of the day. Tell me why there's a teardrop in your eye, and I've seen it there 100 times before. And I know you're going to leave me, and it always breaks my heart. For you seldom come to see me anymore. Be said for a soldier's wife to hear how he helped to keep his country proud and free. No medals or fancy ribbons can ever ease came. When he comes back half the man he used to be. Your restless tell me why. There's a teardrop in your eye. And I've seen it there 100 times before. And I know you're going to leave me. And it always breaks my heart. For you seldom come to see me anymore. And you seldom come to see me.
His name is Tom Lafferty, and that's an old song, one called You Seldom Come and See Me Anymore. Right, some more dedications, and I want to say hi over there in Mount Charles to Mary Michelle Hamilton, husband Patrick and all the kids, and also Glenda Love and her family over in Frosses, and Anne Kane in Mount Charles also. And hi to Marion Doherty and family in Kilcar, and Leona Bustard and her family in Barnesmore. And not to forget Denise and Annie McGrory over in Donegal Town. And hi to Linda and Michael Sparks Gallagher in Kinnebegs. And last but not least, that's David, Charlene Given and all the family as well. And that's in the Donegal Town area. And the song I've chosen for you is one from the Tumbling Paddies, and a song that's doing very well for them right now at the moment. One called Just the Way I Am.
I'm a dreamer, but I'm a great believer. What's meant for you in life will never pass you by. I'll get to where I'm going, but first there's not knowing what's written in the stars, 'cause I'm last to leave the bar. Spend the weekends over drinking, Mondays overthinking. Will I find a better plan? But I try my best and I'll die trying. It's just the way I am. I earn an honest living, but the cards I've been given, if only I could see what lies ahead for me. If I wake up in the morning, I hear the road is calling. I'll give it all I've got. Never mind the pints and shots. Spend the weekends over drinking, Mondays overthinking. Will I find a better plan? But I try my best and I'll die trying. It's just the way I am. Oh, it's just the way I am. Oh. Mondays overthinking, will I find a better plan? But I try my best and I'll die trying. It's just the way I am. Whoa, it's just the way I am. Whoa, it's just the way I am. Whoa, it's just the way I am. Oh, yeah.
Yes, the song of the moment, that's one from the Tumbling Paddies, and Just the Way I Am. Doing very well indeed. You understand they're just back from a tour of England and did very well indeed, and due to go out to the States very shortly, so I wish them well. Right, more dedications. Hi to Patsy and Celine Gallagher and family up there in Letterkenny, and also in Letterkenny, my good friend Anne Kerr. And not forgetting Bridgie and Carr and husband Enda and the kids. And hi to Anna Crossan as well. And over in Ardra, good wishes go to Dominic Pete and Mary Brennan and Mr. and Mrs. Conal Melly and Martina Mulhern over there in Luckras Point and Paul and Mary B. Gallagher as well. And the song I've chosen for all of you this time is one from the group called the Strummer Boys and a song called Coming Home Tonight.
IrishRadio.org.
From there we came, we sailed away on the 23rd of May. We were taken on board by a pleasant crew bound for Mary Kay. Fresh water there we did take on 5,000 gallons or more, in case we'd run short going to New York, far away from the Shamrock Shore. So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, and likewise to dairy town. And twice farewell to me, comrade boys, who dwell on that sainted ground. If fortune or fame should favor me, or I do have money in store, I'll go back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green Shamrock Shore. sailed 3 days. We're all seasick. Not a man on board was free. We were all confined unto our bunks, and no one to pity but me. No father kind nor mother dear to lift up my head, it was sore. And it makes me think more of the lassie I left on Paddy's green shamrock shore. When we safely reached the other side after 15 or 20 days, we were taken as passengers by a man and led around in 6 different ways. And each of us drank a parting glass in case we might never meet more. And we drank a health toward Ireland and Paddy's green shamrock shore. So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, and likewise dairy town. And twice farewell to me, comrade boys, who dwell on the sainted ground. If fortune or fame should green shamrock shore, I'll go back and I'll wait the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green shamrock shore.
Shane Moore that time with Paddy's green shamrock shore, and I think that's one of the nicest productions of that particular track I've ever listened to, and that's a great credit to Mr. Moore indeed. Well done. Right, some more dedications. Hi to Pat and Mary Donnelly and family over in Cavan, and also over in Butler's Bridge. Good wishes go to Harry Foster. And down there in County Louth, good wishes to go to Joe Eaton and his family. And not forgetting Father Noel Conlon over in Inishkeen. And over in Dublin, hi to Denise and Terry O'Neill and daughters Kira and Aoife. And they're in the Terenure area. And hi to Liam and Deirdre Hogan and Mairead and Pat O'Rourke and friend Ethel over in Donnybrook. And last but not least, good wishes go to Hugo McGee over in Kildare. And the song I've chosen for you is a lovely one this time from a guy called Sean O'Shea, and a song called Will You Go Lassie Go.
Will you go? surely find another where the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around the blooming.
You know, that song was recorded over 35 years ago. That was the Sean O'Shea version of We Go, Lassie Go. And, you know, it sounds as creditable as it was recorded yesterday. A great song and a great version indeed. Right, I want to say hi to some of my listeners over there in County Derry in Northern Ireland. That's Judy Hassan in the Clawdy area. I hope you're doing well, Judy, and I hope you're tuned in my way tonight. I know that Des Murphy from Derry isn't in Derry at the moment. He's unfortunately been unwell and has been in hospital there for a while, but I hope you're doing much better now and recuperating, and the best wishes go to you for a speedy recovery, Des. And over in Fermanagh, good wishes go to Michael Cleary and his family, and also Charlene Cleary in Sligo. And hi to my favourite listener over there in Ballyken, County Fermanagh, that's Lorraine McManus. And Lorraine, who is one of my regular listeners now and has been for some time, and loves the show and loves the music, and I hope you're enjoying the show tonight. And two of my regular listeners over there in Galbally in County Tyrone, and that's Pat and Anne Quinn. And I'm going to play the next track for all of you. It's one from Patrick Feeney this time, and one called Simple Life.
A simple life is a life for me. A man and a wife and a family. And the Lord up above, he knows I'm trying to live a simple life in a difficult time. I used to sit around fussing at the phone all day, winding up alone and it made me say, never again will I be that way, never again will I be that way. Cause a simple life is a life for me, a man and a wife and a family, and the Lord up above knows I'm trying to live a simple life.
indeed there from Sligo's finest. That's Patrick Feeney and a song called Simple Life. Right, I want to say hi to some people over there in Coventry in the West Midlands in England. Starting off with Aine Nugent and family, that's Darren and Maria, Kevin, Adrian and the extended families. And hi to Evelyn Hurst and also Glenys Doyle in Bulkington and Pat and Betty Quinn in Cowden as well. And also hi to Doreen and Seamus in Henley Green and Anne Weston and family down there in Stoke Green in Coventry. And now moving over to Hinckley in Leicestershire, hi to Arthur and Linda James. And in Birmingham in the West Midlands, hi to Pat Barry and also Anita Traynor. And I'm going to dedicate the next track on the playlist especially for all of you. This song is by a guy called Roddy Daniels. You'll all recognise him. And he's going to do a song that was first recorded by Charlie Lansborough and it was a big hit for him. But this is a version by Roddy. And I think, you know, he does a fine job of it. And very similar to Charlie, but listen to it. And I'm sure you'll enjoy this, the dulcet tones of the great Roddy Daniels.
Life is leading us to different places. When you're gone, I don't know what I'd do. I will learn to smile at other faces, but part of me will always be in love with you. Who knows where another year will find me? Gone will be the lovely thing we knew. But each starry night will still remind me, and part of me will always be in love with you. Part of me will always be wherever you are, wanting you so. Although we're apart, part of me will never let your memory get very far away from me. You'll always be in my heart. Learn to kiss me sweetly, and darling, when I find somebody new, I will make believe I'm hers completely. But part of me will always be in love with you. Part of me will always be wherever you are, wanting you so. Although we're apart, part of me will never let your memory get very far away from me. You'll always be in my heart. Part of me will always be in love with you.
You're listening to Jim Corbett here on MKB Independent Radio, playing all kinds of Irish music from artists all over the globe. with an Irish connection. Stay tuned, because I'm sure there's something here that you'll be able to connect with.
There's a sign, welcome to my heart. It's all right back in my face. Wonder why I ever let those teardrops start. Just to live in disgrace. But last night you told me I was always on your mind. Said you want me to stay. Seems to me that it's all been wasting time. Stole my love and walked away. Broken dreams and broken promises keep on tearing me apart. Well, I know that you don't love me anymore. Why did you go and break my heart? I know you said and I are true. Guess you found it hard to say. Up above, the sky's no longer blue. Dark clouds made it gray. Well, I spend my time upon these lonely streets, trying to get you off my mind. I keep on hoping that someday we might meet. We can leave the past behind. Broken dreams and broken promises keep on tearing me apart. Well, I know that you don't love me anymore. Why did you go and break my heart? Tear me apart. Well, I know that you don't love me anymore. Why did you go and break my heart? Broken dreams and broken promises keep on tearing me apart. Well, I know that you don't love me anymore. Why did you go and break my heart?
Yes, the group's name is Porter Row, and that was a song that time called Broken Dreams. Right, I want to say hi to some people over in Rugby in Warwickshire. That's Elsie Gelson and her family, and Sarah and Porrick Reynolds. And hi to Tommy Ryan also, and Sean Hogan and all the gang down there in St. Patrick's Social Club in Leamington Spa in Warwickshire. And hi to Lynn and Mickey Lewis over there in Banbury in Oxfordshire as well. And up in Yorkshire, good wishes go to Jack and Dickie Dobson, and Rachel and Barry Neish, and Gemma and Richard. And hi to Alan and Claire Dobson down in New Zealand. And moving down to London, I want to say hi to Don and all the O'Reilly family. That's Pete, Lynn, Siobhan and Leanne and baby Harry in Hayes and Middlesex. And also Angie Hall and Ross, Ryan and Sarah. And hi to Terry Hill and Jonathan and family, and also Lauren and the new baby, and best wishes go to all of you. And hi to Michael Woods up there in Crouch Hill in Hornsey in North London, and Rosie Goldsmith down there in Devon in England. And last but not least, that's Ken and Becky Mansbridge over there in Norfolk in England. And the song I've chosen for all of you is one from a lady by the name of Philomena Begley, and she's walking, talking, barely beaten, broken heart. Here we go.
If you see me in some corner looking like all hope is gone, if you see me sit for hours and you're wondering what is wrong, well, it hurts to talk about it, but my
That song was recorded by Philomena Begley back in the mid-90s, and a great number it is indeed, and still I think she does it from time to time in her programme, and she does a great job on it. Right, I want to say hi to some more listeners out there tonight, and starting down there in West Sussex, I want to say hi to Margaret Likely. And over in Swansea in Wales, good wishes go to the O'Mahony family. That's Don and Philip, Joan and Declan. And over in the United States, good wishes go to Trish and Brian Fitzgerald and daughters Tara and Mairead over in Breezy Point in New York. And also I want to say hi to Sean Kilgan down there in Wanta in Long Island. And hi to Brady Wogan and all the family there in Queens in New York. And congratulations and good wishes go to Andrew and Kira Cook, who are new parents and were proud to announce the birth of their new baby called Evie, who was born there a few days ago. And beautiful child indeed, and looks lovely, and they're very, very happy, and good wishes go to all of you. And I want to say hi also to Laura and Steve Cook up there in Montgomery in New York State, and hi to Kathy Doherty and family over there in New Jersey, and to Sue and Joe Gauta and family down there in Florida, as well as Annette Doyle in India Atlantic in Florida. And hi to Irene and Dustin Lamp over in Cleveland, Ohio as well. Right, the song I've chosen for all of you this time is one from Sally Glennon, and a lady that I knew very well when I was playing music over in the 90s in England. And Sally is going to do a lovely song for you this time, one that I haven't heard for a while, called The Tumbledown Shack in Athlone.
Guiding me.
Sally Glennon that time with a song called Tumble Down Shack in Athlone. And Sally, one of the better singers that was in the circuit over there in England for many years, and a lady that should have done an awful lot more with her career, but I think she has enough on her plate at the moment, and certainly has been playing for a long, long time now and is very popular, and I wish her continued success. Right, more dedications. I want to say hi to Irene and Dustin Lamp over there in Cleveland, Ohio, and also the Carapolis family. That's John, Danielle and Logan, Harry and Rachel and Christopher, and also Tia as well. And hi to Brandy Lee Ratican over in Alaska in USA, and my good friend Arlene and Diane Thornton over there in Myrtle Beach in South Carolina, and John Foley over in Chicago, and Seamus and Rita Kilmurray in Buffalo, New York State. And also my listener over there in New Jersey. That's my number one listener in New Jersey, Joan Tai. And I'm going to play the next track in the list, especially for all of you. It's one called Crazy Arms, and it's from Sandy Kelly.
And it storms through in this heart of mine. This ain't no crazy dream. I know that it's real. You're someone else's love. Now you're not mine. My yearning heart keeps saying you're not mine. My troubled mind knows soon to another you beware. That's why I'm lonely all the time. Thank you.
Agnes and Lily. Agnes. Oh, how are you, Lily? I hear you haven't been well. Well, she says I haven't been too good, no. She says I have my problems. What about you, Agnes? She says I lost my husband. Oh, you did? Yes, I lost. Yes. Gone. Finished. I said, I'm sorry to hear that. I said, did he leave you much? Oh, she says about 3 or 4 nights a week, usually. Fond of the drink, you know, and that's it. Well, I said, I'm very sorry. I said, did he have a big funeral? But she says, it wasn't a very big funeral. She says, it went on longer than we expected, you know. You know, I decided to have him cremated, you know. You know, the amount of whiskey he drank in his lifetime. Took 3 days to put out the fire, you know. And she says, was it expensive? Well, she says, the most expensive thing, she says, I found, she says, was the wake. Now, it took us a while, you know. Two fellas came to the door one night, and they were drunk, you know. And one of them says, does the dead man live here? They didn't know him from Adam. And they threw themselves on their knees around the piano. And one of them said, he'd a great set of teeth, whoever he was. A few bad ones here and there. And then I went to put the ad. When I put the ad in the paper, I have to tell you now, she says, Agnes, it cost me more than I thought. I says, how much is an obituary advertisement? And they said, the minimum is 3 words. So I said, 3 words. 3 words. I said, will you just put in the paper for me? I said, Paddy is dead. And I was on my way out. And they called me back and they said, look, we're having a slow week in the paper this week. They said, we'll give you 6 words for the price of 3. Well, I said, that's very kind, I said. I said, just put in, Paddy is dead, Toyota for sale. I said, what about your problem, Agnes? Have you had a problem recently? Yes, she says, I have been constipated. I'm bound, she says, I can't move. And she says, are you taking anything for it? Well, she says, I went to the doctor, you know, and he prescribed syrup of figs, and there was no use, no. Nothing at all. Went back 2 days later, he gave me a prescription, and he told me to take it to the chemist, and the chemist said, you know, a bit nosy, you know, he says, are you having problems? I said, yes. Well, he says, take 3 spoonfuls of this, he says, before you go to bed. And he says, just be careful. Don't sleep very heavy, he says. Don't have too many clothes over you. And you might leave the light on in the bathroom to be on the safe side. Well, I was looking forward to it. I may as well tell you, Lily, I went home. 2 days later, I was back with the doctor and I says to him, I says, nothing is working. I says, I don't know what you're doing. I says, but nothing, I can't go at all. So anyway, Lily, he says to me, he says, I'm going to give you one of these. He says, this is the ultimate for what your problem is. So he shows me this thing anyway, Lily. And I look at it and I says, what is that? And he says to me, he says, that's a suppository. I said, I'd never swallow one of them, I said. That'll choke me, I said. He says, you don't swallow it. He says, this is a suppository. He says, you place it, he says. So I'm looking at him. I said, where would I be placing one of them? I thought he was at the losing his marbles, Lily. He says to me, when you go home, before you go up to bed. He says, you place that in the back passage. And you don't go out for 48 hours. Anyway, Lily, I was back with him 2 days later, and I says to him, I says, you're making a fool out of me. I'm going to sue you, I said. Nothing happened. He says, I don't believe it. He says, did you do with it what I told you? He says, did you place it in the back passage before you went to bed? And I looked at him and I said, well, it's like this, doctor. I says, I didn't want to say it at the time. But I says, I live in a council house. And there are no back passages. I said, we have a little side entrance for bringing in the coal. But she says, we have a porch out the front. I says, I looked at this joke, and I says, this won't know the difference between the front of the house or the back of the house. She says, I went out to my porch before I went to bed. I placed it beside the geranium in the front porch. She says, I went off to my bed, and she says, for all the good it did me, she says, I may as well have been sticking it up me.
Yes, a very funny man indeed. That was the late, great Brendan Grace with a tale about Agnes and Lily. And all I can say about that is that it's very hard to replicate the humour of the great Brendan Grace. And sadly missed. And but he's left a lot of good stuff behind him anyway. And I will play as much of it as I can over the coming weeks. Right, I want to say hi to a couple of people over there in Canada. That's the McGuinness sisters over there in Indian Creek in Peterborough, Ontario. And also Mike Corbett, that's the brother who lives over there as well. And hi to Nikki Margie and family over in the Canada area as well of Ontario. And I want to dedicate this one for you. It's one from Brandon McPhee and Foster and Allen, and they're Walking on the Waves.
Island in the sunlight, laughter in the rain, our whiskey in the darkness, it all feels just the same. Watch the sunset over Hynish, see the twilight merge to dawn, hear the waves caress the shoreline as the island carries on. I've been walking, walking these shores all my days, but with you by my side, I'm walking on the waves. I've been walking, walking these shores all my days, but with you by my side, I'm walking on the waves. Two lovers on the Machan, and they walk down to the sand. Their silhouettes are on the water as they paddle hand in hand. It's a game of sweet surrender when there's nothing left to say, and every moment's to remember. Once these days are long away, I've been walking, walking these shores all my days, but with you by my side, I'm walking on the way. I've been walking, walking these shores all my days, but with you by my side, I'm walking on the way. Look out.
out on the ocean. See the headlines and the strands, and you wonder what horizons will shape tomorrow's plan. Through the turning of the season and the cycle of the days, every drink's another reason to let tomorrow sail away. I've been walking, walking these shores all my days, but with you by my side, I'm walking on the waves. I've been walking, walking these shores all my days, but with you by my side, I'm walking on the waves. I've been walking, walking these shores all my days, but with you by my side, I'm walking on the waves. I've been walking, walking these shores all my days, but with you by my side, I'm walking on the waves.
Released there a couple of years back, just before COVID outbreak, and that was Brendan McPhee and Foster and Allen, and a song there called Walking on the Waves. I haven't played it in a while, and I thought it was a good opportunity there to give it a blast tonight. Right, I want to say hi to some people down there in Australia. That's Dave and Marge Lewis in the Sydney area, and also Chris Nerida and Riley Lewis in Sydney as well. And hi to Gary Slevin over there in Adelaide, and Ken Roberts, my number one listener down there in Melbourne. I hope you're enjoying the music tonight, Ken, and I'm going to play the next one for all of you. Beautiful song this time from Jimmy Buckley and his daughter Claudia. And this was a song that was first released by Dolly Parton, and she did a great job on it altogether. Sung by Dolly Parton and I think Chris Christopherson, they did a fine duo on it as well. And it was written by Willie Nelson, and I think it's one of the nicest love songs that came out of America in many, many years. Anyway, here's Jimmy and Claudia Buckley this time with From Here to the Moon and Back.
Could hold out my arms, say I love you this much. I could tell you how long I will long for your touch. How much and how far would I go to prove the depth and the breadth of my love for you?
From here to the moon and back, who else in this world will love you like that? Love everlasting, I promise you that. From here to the moon and back.
You can always depend on promises made and love without end. There's no need to wonder how faithful I'll be from now on into eternity.
From here to the moon and back, who else in this world will love you like that? Forever and always I'll be where you're at. From here to the moon and back.
tip my hat from here to the moon and back.
Internet radio stations around. You're listening to
MKB Independent Radio.
He pulled that straight back wicker chair up next to Grandpa's bed. With a voice left weak by pain, his grandpa softly said, "Could you get my cowboy boots, that gold pocket watch of mine, and bring me my Sunday suit with a vest of satin line?" When he saw the sadness in his grandson's eyes, said, "I've gotta be prepared, 'cause I'm going home tonight. I'm gonna waltz across the heavens while a band of angels play. I'm gonna two-step on some stardust a million miles away. You'll never have a new beginning until you reach the end, and these old legs are gonna come to life again. Gonna wake up dancing." He said, "If it's not too much trouble, there's one thing left to do. Since I'm going to see your grandma, could you get her favorite shoes? The ones with those ribbons, red and trimmed in white. The last time she had them on, I believe we danced all night. And why she left them here, it's plain to see. Your grandma never danced with anyone but me. And we're gonna waltz across the heavens while a band of angels play. We're gonna two-step on some stardust a million miles away. You'll never have a new beginning until you reach the end, and these old legs are gonna come to life again. We're gonna waltz across the heavens while a band of angels play. We're gonna two-step on some stardust a million miles away. I'll never have until I reach the end, and these old legs are gonna come to life again. Gonna wake up dancing. Gonna wake up dancing. Wake up dancing."
What a lovely song. That was Owen Mack there with a song called Wake Up Dancing. Right, I'm going to try and get two songs in before the end of the show. I want to say hi to Terry Bradford and Susie Arveson in France, Vincent Cohen over there in Thailand, and Rose McCann in Zurich in Switzerland. And the song up next on the playlist is one from PJ Murray, and I'll Fly Away.
Some glad morning when this life is old, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I will fly away when the shadows of this life have grown. I'll fly away like a bird from the prison walls has flown. I will fly away.
I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I will fly away. Happy when we meet, I'll fly away. No more pain or shackles on my feet, I will fly away.
I'll fly away, oh glory.
I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I will fly away.
Weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I will fly away.
I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning
when I die. Hallelujah, by and by,
I will fly away.
I'll fly away, oh glory.
I'll fly away in the morning
when I die. Hallelujah, by and by,
I will fly away.
There you go, that was PJ Murray with I'll Fly Away. Taking me up to the end of the show tonight, folks. I hope you all enjoyed the music that I had on offer tonight, and I look forward to your company next week on MKB Independent Radio, irishradio.org and Global Irish Radio, whichever channel you decide to listen to me on. And anyway, I'm going to finish up tonight with a song from a guy called Jason Arnup, and he's going to do the old Michael Bublé song called Home. Until we speak again, I want to wish you all a happy week ahead, and slán go fóill.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome. I don't wanna go home. May you're surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. Just wanna go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat. You deserve more than that. Another aeroplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know. I wanna go home. I said, let me go home. Let me go home. 'Cause I'm just too far from where you are.